Okay, Rabbi, today's daf in Masechet Shviit Yerushalmi, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Lamed Ches. So far, we have two approaches in the machlokas between Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua in the Mishnah. So according to one, we were simply machlokas over here about whether the Aniyim get it, whether the Baalim get it, is talking about where the machlokas is later on about whether the rights of taking something back after a zman of biur, is that a right of the owner, or once you're a mevayer, you can never go back and you can take it, because the Torah said that that's what the biur means, and you can only give it away to aniyim. And this is a machlokas that we actually have later on. So it fits directly into the machlokas later. And that was a simple way of understanding the Mishnah, that it's just a function of the machlokas that we're going to have later on in the ninth parak in terms of the details. We're going to have that later on. And we managed to bring it up here. That was one approach. And then we had another totally different approach, according to which we were talking about the question of whether you crush the leaves, you crush the plant earlier, and is that crushing, meaning walking over it, is that basically the equivalent of having detached it, or is it not necessarily something that prevents the growth? And therefore, the machlokas was specifically about luv that started growing in the shishis, which is why there's no svichin. And then, after the leaves had grown, and that was during the Shviyas, then it was detached, okay? It took, this is, remember, the complicated understanding, the way the Rash understands it, it takes root again, and it then grows new leaves, and the machlokas is that if you take off those leaves before the Zman HaBiur, so the Shaila is, who exactly is supposed to be owning it, all right? The other machlokas, the way we originally assumed, is that this is the machlokas between Reb Yehuda and Reb Yosef. Same exact machlokas. Reb Lezer holds like Reb Yehuda, and that is only aniyim have the right, and therefore you have to make a cheshbon, whereas Reb Yeshua holds like Reb Yosef. The aniyim didn't take it. So Reb Yosef says the Baalim has a right to take it back, which is how we paskin, and that's what we do, basically. Halacha l'maaseh. We go ahead, we're mafkir it, and then having left it out there for anybody who wanted to take it, we could be zochen in ourselves. And therefore, he says, there's no need to make a cheshbon with the aniyim. So those are the two approaches that we had so far. Now, it turns out that there's another approach, which is very close to what we just had yesterday, but there's an important difference. So Rabbi Chizkiya, Potar Masnisa, Erev Rosh Hashanah Shviyas, he also says, yes, 100%, we're talking about a case where it was shishis. And that explains the problem of why we don't ever deal with the issue of svichin. And you were nita'o erev Rosh Hashanah Shviyas, but it even, according to me, what happened over here is that it actually grew with, presented the yesterday, you were ma'ir, that beitza could mean beitzbut, so that it started growing in the shishis. But the difference of what I think the case is that you actually, now we're going to change the girsa here like the Rash, v'dikno b'shishis. And what you did was you trampled all over them, yes, but not b'shvias like you were learning, but rather b'shishis. And therefore it shouldn't grow any further. It did continue to grow, but remember, as we've pointed out, the fact that the leaves continue to grow from luv is no different than leaves continuing to grow from potatoes. And if you have a potato in your drawer and it continues to grow leaves, you're not going to tell me that I'm chayav shmita on those leaves. It's growing in my drawer. So therefore, we said yesterday, well, that was the question. Are these growths from the ground, or are these growths from the actual bulb of the luv? So here, I say, we're talking about where it actually grew during Shviyas, and you took it out of the ground completely, akaro, besov Shviyas. So in that, I disagree with Rabbi Yosef. According to Rabbi Yosef, you only stepped all over it in the Shvias. And then you went ahead and you were ochre completely in the Shminas. I say that you actually stepped all over it in the Shishis and you totally ripped it out in the Shvias. And therefore, what we say is like this. In Tamar, it should say, Dikun Ki'ikur. So now, here's the way I understand the Machlokas. If you're going to be saying that stepping all over it, crushing it, is the same as picking it and taking it out of the ground, so then in my case, that happened in the sixth year. And if it's in the sixth year, remember that when you're talking about these leaves, this is a vegetable. So what do you go according to? Shas Lakita. Fine. So I avoid that whole problem. So by my saying that over here you even picked it, maybe, if you hold that deacon as picking, so then there's no beer at all. And because of that, of course it belongs to the owner. It has nothing to do with the Machlokas of Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda later, because this is the sixth year. Now, even what grows afterwards, we said we left it there, and it grows in the Shemitah year. So it's still going to belong to the Baal HaBayit. Because obviously, if you're going to tell me it's like Ikur, so then for sure, the fact that I left it in a drawer and now it has new growth, that's not Shemitah. And because of that, it's going to go to the owner, no matter what. So there shouldn't be a problem. If you're going to tell me, Ein Tikun Ki Ikur, and if you say the other way around, then the din would be that Ein Kulo LeBaal HaBayit, in that case, it doesn't go at all, meaning Kulo, doesn't go at all, or maybe it goes kula laniyim. I mean, different yourself over here. So then you're going to tell me I never picked it in the shishis, and now I'm picking it in the shvias. Okay. So then, if that's the case, then that means everything that grew goes to the poor. All right, they get it after the zman habiyur. Lefichach that.
I see that here's a change in the grow and others. Yeah. I see it
yeah.
Rush.
Yes. What? No, you have to look in the Mara Fulda. He follows the Rosh and explains that that's the way we have to have the gears. According, if you take the Rosh's approach, and that's that wild approach that it was ripped out completely, retook root, and so on. And there was no choice, he felt, but to do that. So according to Reb Lezer, Lficha, he was Mesopic, the same way you're saying. Whether it's considered to be that or not, and we don't know, whether these leaves are growing because they're growing out of the actual bulb and has nothing to do with the ground or not. We don't know. So because of that, you have to say that you make a cheshbon with the aniyim. So benogea, anything that grew in the shishis, okay, that goes to the Baal HaBayit. Anything that grew in the shvias, okay, so be machmer on that and give that to the aniyim. Mashenkin Rabbi Yoshua holds, no, there's no suffix whatsoever. If I crushed it, that's the equivalent of Lakita. Everything goes to the Baal HaBayit, and the Aniyim have no chelik at all. So that's slightly different, of course. And because of that, we have three approaches so far. So now, according to this, that you're supposed to make a cheshbon, how do you make the cheshbon? So it says in the Braita that according to Rabbi Blazer, the cheshbon would be like this. If this loof has been in the ground for a total of 3 years, meaning a total of 3 years besides the Shemitah, and that we had planted it before, so then you give one quarter of the total leaves to the aniyim. If it was 2 years other than Shvias, you give one third. And if it was 1 year other than Shvias, so then the Shvias year, that half, goes to the aniyim, and the rest goes to you. Now, let's just repeat this for a moment, so we see where we're up to. Again, this is a little bit weird approach, but I'm continuing on with the same approach of the Mara Fulda. I mean, the truth is that there's better ways of learning this, but then we'd have to go back to the way that the Gro learned earlier. So according to him, this is just setting things up. Okay, now we know where we're at. Where are we at? Rabbi Yosef is talking about the Mishnah that it's talking about before the Rosh Hashanah of Shvias, and Rabbi Chizkia was Pater Masnisa Erev Hashanah Shvias. According to him, it's also talking about that it was done on Erev Shvias. So both of them agree that it was a machlokas only benogea, whether dikun is considered to be the equivalent of ikur. And it's just a question of when these things took place. So Rabbi Bon Bar Chia, boy kame Rabbi Zeira, how could you say that that's the machlokas? It makes no sense. If that's the machlokas, it has nothing to do with shvias. What does it have to do with shvias? This question about whether you're going to tell me dikun is considered to be an ikur or not, I could have talked about that in any time that I have a suffix about how to consider the growth, whether it's a shnas shtayim, in which case it would be chayim meiser sheni, or it's a shana shlishis, in which case it would be chayim meiser oni. I would have the same question between the fifth year and the sixth year. Why the heck would we bring it up over here, legabe shvias? And the truth is that it bedavka, I was going to prove it, that it is not a machlokas, benogeyad shar shnei ha-shavua. So there's something terribly wrong. I mean, if you're learning the original approach that the machlokas is the same as the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, then it makes perfectly good sense. That's a machlokas for Gabi the Didim of Biur for Shvias. But if you're telling me it's a machlokas about the botany, machlokas is whether Deacon is considered to be Ikor, has nothing to do with Shemitah. And I'll prove to you that there's no such machlokas. Because if they're right, so then af b'shar shnei shavua kein. Why wouldn't we have the same machlokas b'nogea the year of this, the shnas meiser? And it says beferish in the Braita exactly about this case. Omnam, it's not talking about luf, but it's talking about Bitzalim over there. And it said that if it was the second year that was now about to become the third year, then we don't allow you to go ahead and to trample over it. And we don't allow you, remember we talked earlier about if you don't water something at the end of the year, so that switches it from a vegetable that goes basur lakita, because now it's not being godal on the mayim that you're irrigating it, you stopped irrigating it, and that would have forced it to be a second year onion, right? But we don't allow you to do that. So if you would have stepped over it, that would have been like picking it. And then what meiser would you have taken? Meiser sheni. And if you would have stopped watering it for 30 days or whatever, the shlish, whatever the shear was over there, we had the machlokas. So then you can't do that. Because the purpose of doing that would be for what? Bishvil shei meiser sheni. We don't want you to have meiser sheni instead of meiser ani. We want you to allow your peres to be given as meiser ani so that the aniyim shouldn't be chaser. I mean, after all, a Levi who is an Ani still gets to take from Meiser Ani. But if you make it only Meiser Sheni, so then the Meiser, the Aniim, are in fact going to have less to take. We don't want you to do that. What if it was a third year, and now it's heir of the fourth year? So then it's the opposite. So then we want you to be able to turn it into a Meiser Ani year. So there, Medakno, there, Monea, Mimenumayim, because we actually want things to be Maiserani, Bishvil Shei Maiserani. Now, there's no machlokas over there. Now, you're claiming that there's a big machlokas between Reb Lezer and Reb Yehoshua? Excuse me? Where's the machlokas? It's going according to everybody over here. It's taking for granted that Dikun is Kiyikar. Ad Amra Dikun Kiyikar. Read the Braisa. No machlokas. Takes it for granted that it goes according to the year that you would do the dikun, which means that that's the equivalent of the lakita, and therefore, when you went ahead and claimed that that's the basis of the machlokas over here, makes no sense at all. The machlokas, the only way that we can have a machlokas is by saying, like we originally thought, the machlokas is, do we go according to Rabbi Yosi, or do we go according to Rabbi Yehoshua? That's the Shaila. I keep saying Rabbi. Or does Rabbi, we thought Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yehoshua were arguing, and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda? No. You claimed it was something else? That's wrong. That was exactly right in the first place. Does the Baal of the Sada have a right to keep it after Biur or not? That's the only issue. Now, the next thing that the Mishnah said was that if you have luf from Erev Shvias, that was Nichnas L'Shvias, and you added the Bitzalim HaKitzoniim, and you also added the case of the Pua that was in Idit. So over there we said, Beit Shammai says, look, you can't use your normal kalim there because it looks like you're actually working on the field because you have to dig them up. So take rakes that are made out of wood. Don't use your normal metal. And Beis Hillel says, no, there's no problem. You can use any kli that you want, even if it's made out of metal. So Rabbi Yosa, B'Shem Rabbi La, says what we're talking about over here is only where you're going to collect them before they grew leaves. But if they grew leaves, remember that the leaves are considered to be salad greens. And the halacha is, once you have actual peres of shvias, it's usher to be ma'abed them, because the Torah says, la'ochla, and la'ochla includes v'lo la'ibud. So what right would you have to tear it out? We saw that earlier when we talked about when you would have a right to tear out an olive tree and so on for its wood and so on. You can't do tearing out, even where there's no chashash of it's looking like harisha, if there's any chashash of you're destroying peres shvias. And since we've been talking this entire time about the leaves of the luf or the leaves of the bitzalim as being roi l'achila for a salad, once it started growing those leaves, you wouldn't be able to do any of this. So just keep that clear, that when we talk about these dinim in luf, it's only before there was a tzmicha of the leaves. V'chein bitzalim hakitzonim. What does bitzalim hakitzonim mean? Because, I mean, that word, I mean, it depends if you're a leftist or a rightist, right? I mean, they could be kitzoni if you're right-winged, if they're left, and they could be kitzoni if you're left-winged or they're right. So how would we know what side the bitzalim grow on if it's all relative? Therefore, says the Gemara, it doesn't mean kitzonim, it means kayetzonim, the kind of onions that grow in the summertime. That's what it's referring to. So kitzonim means kaitanim. A kaitana comes from the word for summer in Aramit, which is kaita. Kaita, kaitana, kait. Kait, exactly. So that's what it's referring to over here. It's talking about summer onions. And that's onions that you actually plant already after the winter. When you think it's like, you're not going to, you plant it in the early summer, and by the end of the summer, you've got edible onions. Okay, Rabbi Zai, another wonderful day of Batni, and we wish that we had Baruch Avram giving us the practical shiurim and taking us out into the fields. I don't know why he's given up on his onions. Maybe it's the wrong time of the year. It was so wonderful watching you with your onions. I mean, you could have showed us, you know, the bitzalim hakaitanim and so on, but I guess it's the wrong time of the year. Okay.
No more work in the fields for the onions this year.
No onions. All right. So maybe when it comes time for planting the summer onions, if you do that, maybe you could show us bitzalim hakaitanim. Baruch Hashem. Halavai. Okay, Rabosai. Yisroel tovot, yishuot v'lechamot. Yi ratzon shayom hazeh. Tashias Amecha, the Vorachas Nachalasecha, or Aim the Nasem Adam Aman. Kotov.